The rampage began on Wednesday when the 64-year-old Kurt Myers of Mohawk, New York, shot up a barbershop, hitting four people and injuring two after setting a fire in his own apartment. He then drove one town over to Herkimer, where he shot and killed two others at an auto shop. The shooting spree ended early Thursday when police stormed the building in which Myers was hiding.
The gunman began to shoot at the tactical team, struck one of the canines, and fire was returned and exchanged with the gunman from one of the tactical teams. And at that time, the male, Kurt Myers, was shot and killed inside the location.
No motive has been given for the killings, though residents say that Myers was known as a loner who rarely talked to anyone. Now, in the wake of the Newtown, Connecticut school shooting, one might ask, how can these sorts of random shootings continue to occur? As it happens, this particular shooting went down not for a lack of gun control laws, but in spite of them. New York has some of the strongest gun laws in the U.S. In the wake of the Newtown shooting, New York passed a beefed-up assault weapons ban and laws dictating smaller ammunition magazines and rules limiting gun ownership by the mentally ill. Governor Andrew Cuomo recently said the laws will save lives using good common sense.
Employing common sense and sensibility and reasonableness and making changes and fighting back and protecting ourselves, which is what we're doing. Intelligently, prudently, reasonably, but also forcefully. This law is going to make this state a safer state. And I honor all those who passed it.
The trouble is, Myers used a shotgun in his killing spree, a common weapon in sports shooting and hunting, and not one that's covered under the new laws. Police say they found a number of such weapons in Myers' apartment, mainly rifles and shotguns, which don't have to be registered. Despite an outcry for new federal gun laws in the wake of the Newtown massacre, the gun control debate continues to rage in the U.S., and there's little common ground in sight.
American gun owners will never surrender our Second Amendment freedom. Period. Our founding fathers wrote the Second Amendment so Americans would never have to live in tyranny. For any foreign entity to attempt to encroach on that great freedom is offensive to every American who has ever breathed our free air, who has ever used a firearm to fend off an evil attacker, whether a criminal breaking into their home or in defense of their family against a tyrant halfway around the world.
This is not a debate around the Second Amendment. That, you know, gun owners, NRA members know that there are solutions to this problem that exists without taking away the right of any law-abiding citizen to own a gun.
U.S. President Barack Obama has delivered some tough talk regarding beefing up U.S. gun laws. Lawmakers in several American states who have put forward gun control bills, however, have faced death threats from gun owners on a number of occasions. Hank Flynn, Press TV, New York.